Time to look at hidden history now with Charles Fay. Or should I say, I think we've been underselling you, Charles. We're just looking at a video of you doing a chat about soldier settlements, which we're going to talk about this morning, and refers to you as Dr. Charles Fay. So have we been sort of not doing the right thing by you?
Oh, no. I just don't use that title, actually.
Okay. Fair enough, then.
But I don't use mine either, but then I haven't got one, so...
Well, I've had a few that I've been called, but nothing to do with that. Hey, soldier settlements. I mean, this is another fascinating part of our history in central Victoria, with the people resettling after World Wars One and Two in the farming community with a bit of help from the government. Tell us a bit more about it.
Oh, okay. Well, it basically started, as soldiers returned from the First World War, there were riots in Melbourne. And they basically decided to get these chaps out of the city, so they set up a scheme for soldier settlement. And it was also done in conjunction with the British government too, eventually. But the idea was to give returned servicemen a chance to get a hold of some land, you know, a land fit for heroes, so to speak. And so in the 1920s, soldier settlers were put on irrigation blocks. They were put on land. Excuse me. They put on land that was repurchased from large estates, and another group of them were sent up to settle in the Mallee. Now, I think it's important to note that they weren't actually given land; they had to buy this land from the government.
Oh, okay. And was it like mates' rates? Did they sort of do them good deals?
God, no.
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 Oh. Hey, just going back, you said there were riots in Melbourne. What was that about? Were they sort of playing up a bit, the soldiers, returned soldiers?
Yeah, they'd come back and they were a bit of a loose end, too much grog, and as soldiers would want to do, they got into trouble in Melbourne. So it was a way of trying to sort of solve that problem.
Okay.
So it might be a strange thing to think, but if you've come from a different background, all of a sudden you're sold or buy a farm, isn't that a bit of a what we'd now call a tree change? Isn't it a big step from other life, war, and then a farmer?
Oh, it certainly was. And that was one of the problems. People didn't actually have to have agricultural experience, and they didn't have to have capital. So, I mean, there's one soldier settler I've got a diary from, and he was not in the Bendigo region, but he was further north, up in the Mallee, and he was a Londoner. He'd done a bit of work on an orchard round Belgrave before the war, but he was thrown into the sort of the heart of the Mallee in a very dry, dusty country. So, yeah, it was a real change of life for many people.
God, how would you be? Like, you know, all of a sudden you say, here, mate, you're just back from the war. You've never farmed. Look, here's a farm for you, and it'll cost you. Off you go. Jeepers creepers. Recipe for disaster.
It was. And you know, before you could start, you had to clear a lot of the land, particularly in the Mallee, but even sort of in areas sort of closer to Bendigo. And then what also happened, I suppose, you know, very quickly, if you didn't have any capital, you had to pay the government. The way you bought the farm was through, you know, paying rents every year, those rents went to paying for the capital cost of the property. But you're also, as a soldier settler, able to borrow from the government for your livestock, for your machinery, and even for your basic subsistence costs. And very quickly, these guys and their families got into tremendous debt.
Yeah, I could well imagine that. Charles, finally, like, any still around? Did some make it, if you like?
Oh yeah. I mean, a lot of them did make it. I mean, but basically, at huge cost to the taxpayer, they basically had to write off debts, basically move people around, give people extra land. And they basically fixed it up by throwing money at it, I suppose. And then, of course, in the 1940s, seasons improved, and the ones who survived were in a good position to prosper in the 1940s and 50s.
Okay. Interesting stuff indeed. And there is indeed a soldier's road in Ravenswood, so just has a little bit of history left over from it. Charles, always fascinating. Thanks for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, see you.
Charles Fay, Hidden History, and the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.